The first government-owned pot store in the nation, maybe the world, is opening tomorrow in Skamania County, Washington. Cannabis Corner in North Bonneville opens on Saturday. Revenue from the store will contribute to the city's budget. One item on the possible needs? Money for playground. This morning, North Bonneville Mayor Don Stevens explained to me why he thinks it's a good idea for North Bonneville's government to get involved in the recreational marijuana business.
We just felt we would have more control over how it was handled in our community if we did it ourselves. And then, you know, certainly a close second was the aspect of some financial assistance for the city. Our budget's tight.
Did you and council members immediately embrace the idea?
You know, most of us did. We have a 5-person council, and 3 of them, I think, were pretty quickly on board and favorably impressed with the idea. One member was just generally not in favor of governments competing in the private business sector, and one of the others had, you know, personal feelings that it wasn't necessarily the right thing, but eventually put those aside and voted to form the PDA.
And what's the PDA?
A PDA is a public development authority. They're a government-owned corporation. The best example for your listeners up there would be the Pike Place Market, which is run by a PDA. And really what it does is it gives you some legal separation between the city or county that establishes it and the PDA itself. So the city council or myself are not involved in day-to-day operations. We're not micromanaging everything. We're way more at the 30 or 40,000 foot level. But what we do have as a city is if for some reason everything just really goes south on this project and it's not working out to the city's benefit, the council can vote to disband the PDA, and that's end of story. They're out of existence and the store would close.
Now, it sounds as though within the city council and yourself, the idea of setting up a recreational marijuana store in North Bonneville run by a public development authority wasn't that controversial. But how about when you started to talk to your citizens about this? What kind of reaction did you get from folks?
When we started talking about this at city council meetings, we had several, you know, public hearings and took a lot of public comment from residents. And there were some opposed and some in favor and some who kind of wanted to just take a wait-and-see attitude. I think the proponents did outnumber the opponents slightly, not huge, along similar lines, you know, 50, 55, 45-ish, something like that. But as we've moved forward, it's become much less of a talking point in town, and I'm hearing almost entirely positive feedback from people now that we're getting close, and everyone's quite hopeful that it's going to be successful, not only in its own right as a store, but as, you know, the first publicly owned cannabis store in history.
Now, as I understand it, the revenue from this recreational marijuana store could be used for a playground. Is that right?
Well, any number of things. The PDA is a separate entity, and so they can't just dump their profits into our general fund, the city's general fund, but they can dedicate money to any number of things. And we've talked about, you know, helping with our law enforcement contract, various public health and safety issues. And right now our city's very small city, 1,005 people, and we've got a tiny little playground that really only accommodates kids up to about toddler level. You know, we can feel like we can upgrade that pretty well with a relatively small amount of funding and some community involvement, and feel that would really be a nice first project or first, you know, example of what the PDA can do for the community.
Mayor Stevens, I got to ask, do you have more than a professional interest in this? Might you be stopping by the Cannabis Corner to purchase some marijuana tomorrow?
Absolutely. You know, I'm 58 years old, and I lived in Oregon in 1973 when the Oregon legislature decriminalized marijuana, and at that time I was a sophomore in high school, and although I doubt it's what their intention was, it had the effect of making a lot of us quit drinking and start smoking, because if we got caught with pot, they took our pot away. If we got caught with the beer, they fined us $250, and we got a minor in possession on our record, and they called our parents and took us to the police station and stuff. So, I've been a casual consumer for parts of the last 40-some years, And we'll continue to do that.
Mayor Don Stevens of North Bonneville, Washington, he expects a good turnout at the opening day of their city pot store tomorrow. Officials are hoping the store will bring in more than $2 million in revenue by the end of this year. It'll be the first government-owned pot store in the nation, possibly the world. But with local government starved for cash, it may not be the last. This is The Record.